You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In the wake of 9/11, a number of communication issues were revealed that first responders faced during emergencies and disasters. These issues were putting our first responders at risk. And because of the tragedy of 9/11 and the fact that first responders from multiple agencies had no ability on that day to communicate with each other, Congress created FirstNet. This is a higher frequency network that gives first responders priority and preemption, ensuring that they have service in the event of an emergency. Now, FirstNet is traveling around the country, educating and enrolling public safety agencies in this program. Ryan Fieldspack, Director of Public Safety Strategy and Policy for FirstNet, is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. It's an honor.
So first off, just briefly tell us what FirstNet actually is.
Yeah, I mean, you had a great synopsis there. After 9/11, public safety couldn't communicate with one another during that most critical of times for the response. They looked at that and they said, listen, we as public safety, police, fire, EMS, we need our own network so we can communicate so we don't repeat this. They all came together. They went to Congress and they said, give us our own public safety network. And they passed it and they brought it through.
So then how exactly does that work?
Right. AT&T partnered with the FirstNet Authority, the government component of this. They were the only commercial carrier to do so. And they said, listen, we'll give you our spectrum, all of our network that we have on AT&T, and we're going to build out with a new spectrum that you mentioned and broaden our footprint into some of the more rural areas as well to support public safety.
So is it really just like a radio frequency then, or what is that? What is that exactly?
It just like you and I have our cell phones today. We have been passed by, well, we have actually kept up with the increase in technology. Each 2 years we can get a new cell phone with a new technology. Public safety has been left behind in that. So we're being able to bring public safety into the sphere of being able to use LTE technology, just like you and I do, for their day-to-day activities.
That's kind of surprising to think that they didn't already have that type of technology.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things where they've kind of been using World War II technology, paper and pencil. And as there are more things that come through technologically, it's better for them to be able to communicate, but they need that network to be able to do so.
So talk to me, take me through kind of a scenario of how this would work if there is an emergency. And let's take a natural disaster, like we saw, like Hurricane Katrina, something like that. How would FirstNet work in a situation like that?
Yeah, so there's really two scenarios. There's a natural disaster, something like even a wildfire here in Idaho. You're having a number of those right now. If public safety is going out to be able to respond to that, they need the network to be able to utilize all their mapping and all the different things that they can use to have situational awareness to communicate. Add to it, we're going to have the first game for Boise State coming up here. Everybody on that first kickoff is going to be using their cell phone, and they're going to be taking video footage and posting it live to whatever socials they're using, right? The network is going to be degraded because so many people are using it. FirstNet allows for a dedicated pipe and a highway for public safety to bypass all of that and get access to the network when it's congested.
So it wouldn't take away then from, let's say, my ability to use my internet or my phone, or would it in an emergency situation?
It potentially could. So, you know, if there's a large active shooter, like unfortunately we've seen around the country, if everybody's trying to stream that live to whatever social media network they're trying to use, what's more important? Police and fire being able to communicate and respond, or us limiting some of the capacity on that for civilians? So that's kind of the idea. During that moment, who needs priority over that network? And in that case, it would be public safety.
You know, that's really interesting. We had a huge event here in Boise with Garth Brooks came to town about a month ago. And, I mean, 60,000 people, two nights in a row at Bronco Stadium.
Yep.
And you couldn't post on the, I mean, like your social media, you know, people couldn't post, and it was like, oh, everybody's trying to, so the network slowed down.
Exactly right. When he comes on and starts singing Baton Rouge, what is everybody doing? They're streaming it.
Right.
So all their friends can be really jealous that you're sitting in the stadium. We did tests of the stadium at Albertsons Stadium and found that we were actually perfectly performing. We had public safety both on the EMS and law enforcement side that had unlimited access to the network no matter what was going on outside of it. They were able to do their jobs better as a result.
So if something had happened
Yes.
during that concert, our first responders in the Treasure Valley would have been able to supersede that. Am I?
Yes, that's exactly right. And even, you know, there's medical emergencies that happened during that concert. They still were able to do their day-to-day jobs as a result of that. Something happens, it becomes just that much more important to do so.
So First Aid is going around the country right now, and you're educating public safety agencies. So what agencies are able to sign up for this?
Oh, that's a great question. Primarily, the people that went to Congress and said, we need our network, our police, law enforcement, including sheriffs, fire agencies, both volunteer and professional, and we can talk about that, EMS, so emergency medical ambulance providers, dispatch, and then emergency managers. So the state of Idaho has the State Department of Emergency Management. They also have access to it.
And how is it going to sign people up in Idaho? It sounds like at least in Boise proper, there's our first responders are a part of this.
Yeah. So myself being a first responder, being a firefighter for many years, our network is really coming forward. 750,000 users are on the network nationwide, 9,000 agencies, and we're really starting to have public safety in Idaho in particular really appreciate and learn more about their network.
And I would say in Idaho, when you mentioned even volunteer fire departments, we are a rural state. So we have many volunteer fire departments, and they even have access?
Volunteer firefighters are the bedrock of our entire country when it comes to public safety. They are the ones that make it happen. I mean, you have Boise Fire here. They're a professional department. But as soon as you get in the outskirts, like you were talking about earlier, you need those volunteers to be able to respond in the middle of the night because there just isn't a way to be able to fund that from a full-time perspective. So those people are the ones that this is really meant for. We're able to send them out assets on call to help them out if they need it. But for them to be able to communicate when they need it from a volunteer perspective is absolutely critical.
What has been the response from our first responders here in Idaho? What do they think of this?
So far, we've heard a lot of great reviews from it. A case in point is we're required to deliver these basically cell trucks on wheels that have satellites that be able to – that basically are a cell truck that we pull up and we can provide. You have to have it in 14 mm-hmm. hours. So with some of the recent wildfires you've had out here, they call for their asset, even if they are one of those very small volunteer departments. We'll get it to them within 14 hours and provide dedicated service for as long as they need it to be able to put that fire out. So they're very appreciative.
How long has FirstNet been operating in parts of the country?
So we started really rolling things out January 1, basically, of 2017. So we're going on about a year and a half. And this is a 25-year dedicated contract with the federal government to make sure that public safety have what they need.
And we have had emergencies since January of 2017. We've had mass shootings. We have had natural disasters in our country. How has that made a difference with first responders having FirstNet up and running?
Oh, it makes a difference every single day. You know, you talk about what happens on a daily basis, but then you have these unfortunate active shooter events. You look in Texas just recently.
Right.
As soon as that happened, our team looked at our network. What's going on? Is it performing well? If there's something wrong, which in this case there was nothing wrong at all, it performed very well, our team is ready and willing and able to send out those deployable assets to support. So those are the things that we're really working for and being a partner to public safety.
What's interesting, too, is when you think about the fact that, I remember 9/11 and after the aftermath of it, where all of these stories came out where firefighters couldn't talk to each other and they lost that ability to talk to each other. And you heard it over and over again. I think the entire country was shocked by that.
Oh, it was heartbreaking. I mean, you had a police helicopter circling over the Twin Towers. They had already seen one go down and they're screaming into their radio, get out as much as they could. And they could not communicate from the air to the police and fire officers that were on the ground because their network wasn't ready for them.
And this is why FirstNet is there, because God forbid something like that happens again. But even in a situation like you talked about El Paso, I would think that if they can communicate, they can actually hopefully get people to safety quicker.
Yeah. You know, I was a paramedic with the Aurora Fire Department in Colorado when we had the theater shooting out there. You've got police, that usually work together. They're kind of isolated, and they do their thing all day long. And you have fire, same thing. They're usually in charge of their fire-based events. But when the sandbox is a theater shooting, something like that, where both of them have to come together and work on the same activities in the same place, having them be able to coordinate who's going where and what's happening is absolutely critical to streamlining the response and ultimately saving lives. Mm-hmm. This allows for that.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. It's good to know that something like this is being put in place across the country. Our guest today, Ryan Filzbach, he is the Director of Public Safety and Strategy Policy for FirstNet. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you, Gemma.
Up next, more than 1,000 acres of trees will be cut down at Bogus Basin. We're going to talk about why. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.